WHAN Radio does not share the same views and opinions of Radio Rubber Room, nor should anyone.
A story which contains more than first meets the ear.
Time does not pay.
I'm not giving up about nobody, or maybe somebody. It's once I drop a body, the body back up in your valley. Ain't no force that can stop me, I'm not happy. No, but I can swell off your cheeks and your lips and your eyes. Once I swatch lies and I ignore the cries, tell no lies. This is true when I said that I'm plus the pride. No, I never lied, and identified bodies in the ride. And they pronounce them dead when I count them about. Over the walls in the rubber room.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to Radio Rubber Room live every Thursday on WHAN 1430 and also heard on 102.9 FM, or like the band that's joining us tonight told everybody 102.7, but it's cool. Just turn into the dial a little bit. If you're listening on 102.7, just turn your dial a couple of dials over. And don't forget www.radiorubberroom.podbean.
Let's get an intern on it. Let's find out what's actually on 102.7. And if you are listening to that, we will let them know that it is incorrect.
Okay. Yeah, that's the better option. Mm-hmm. And then as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. As always, from the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia. And Chanel, you look like you've had a rough week. Is that Dan?
I have. What's up, dude?
Dan! I've missed you so much.
I've missed you, too.
I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you more.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you win.
Yes. We've got a show for you this evening. We have Captain here with us. What's going on, Captain?
What is going on?
We ask the questions around here.
Can we redo that?
Not at all.
Ask the questions, Nick.
Yeah, we can redo it. Hey, Captain, what's going on?
Not much. How are you?
a little better.
No, it's awful, but.
Well, hey, let's say hello to the people. Let's introduce them to Captain. Who we got in the band?
Let's just go from this side.
My name is Nick. I like pizza.
Me too, Nick. Me too.
You came to the right place. We don't have any pizza, actually, but. So you came to the wrong place.
All right. I do have half of a meatball sub if I can enter. It's actually, technically it's half of a meatball sub. So.
That's a quarter of a meatball
with
sub.
With no meatballs in it.
It's just soggy bread.
Just the bread and the sauce that he cannot scrape off.
It's actually like a folded up slice of pizza.
So if you like pizza, it's kind of like that.
A little bit. I'm Captain Bill Reckon.
Are you an actual captain?
Well, we were, but that's a long story.
Yeah, anyway. we don't talk about our sailing days anymore.
Okay.
Now there's two captains, though, is there not?
There's we're all captains.
There's a lot of captains.
Captain Tim Crow.
Captain Cody.
Captain Heidi Reckon.
Captain Aaron Bales.
So it's really Captain.
Yes.
Pretty much. Nick blew it.
Yeah, I'm not a captain. I'm just
So Captain Five
Nick's an admiral.
Yeah. I'm the vice.
You don't even have your title is so prestigious you don't even have to give it.
Yeah. Something like that.
I am the Duke of such things that are unmentionable on the radio. And I am honored to be in the presence of so many captains.
Well, very nice. And a big thing going on tonight, it is our 100th episode.
Centennial. I like 100.
It's been a journey. Congratulations. It's been a journey. And also, Captain, one of the tracks from tonight is going to be going on the Yerb compilation CD, correct?
Yerb.
So that's big.
Yerb.
That's Yerb. Big news.
Yerb. The old man is also here.
So it's this is radio history right now, right? Radio
probably.
Something. Radio something, definitely.
That's
And a couple other announcements. We had a blast last night. We did have to move venues from a regular night at The Republic to Amelia's right around the corner.
It was
there.
Fun, man.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Toxic Moxie and the Banderas destroyed it. They had a great time. They tore it up. We will be back in breaking news. The Republic did reopen today, and we'll be back there next Wednesday with Antero and Dreadlock Robot.
Have you guys seen Toxic Moxie by chance?
No, that sounds very divine.
Incredible, man. They are incredible. Yeah, you should check them out.
Awesome. And then also coming up in a couple weeks, another edition of the Richmond Music Review at Tobacco Company. We have Sola Savoy, Love Logic, The Bondurus, and Richmond Supergroup Mekong Express.
Yeah, that's St. Patrick's Day, too.
St. Patrick's Day.
Tobacco Company is going to have green beer.
Green beer.
Yep.
And they've got something big going on that weekend, too, correct? Well, Shamrock the Block's going on
that
weekend.
Yeah, Shamrock the Block's going on that weekend.
Oh, it's a lot of fun down there at Tobacco Company for that, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. Well, we are going to be taking a break right now, play a tune, but we're going to be back with some live tunes from Captain. Right now, this is Ear Theory with Redemption here on Radio Rubber Room.
Bye. Bye. Hey guys, this is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
In five delicious carbonated meat flavors, chicken, pork, beef, fish, and ostrich, crack open a refreshing carbonated can of liquid meat.
I'm having beef. What about you?
I mix chicken and ostrich and it tastes just like turducken.
Packed full of protein, liquid meat is the preferred energy drink for bachelors and 3 out of 10 bodybuilders. Homeless people love liquid meat too.
You spare a dollar.
Too busy to make dinner? Feed your family an ice-cold, refreshing can of liquid meat.
The Tobacco Company, located on the corner of East Cary and 12th Street in historic Shaka Bottom. For 30 years, the Tobacco Company has been a staple for dining and entertainment here in Richmond. Their upstairs and downstairs dining area and Victorian lounge make it a perfect place to bring a date. Use their antique elevator to access the ground floor nightclub. The Tobacco Company has live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. The Tobacco Company, 1201 East Cary Street. For more information, visit thetobaccocompany.com.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall. The smaller they are, the harder they are to find.
Shanty, Captain live here on Radio Rubber Room.
Have any of you guys in the band ever heard of the band High Tide from the 60s?
Might need to repeat that.
Any,
It was pretty excited in here.
Have any of the band members ever heard the song of the band High Tide? They're from the 60s?
I have not.
Well, they have an album called Sea Shanties.
Oh.
And
dang it.
Name changer.
They stole that from us.
Well, you guys should check it out. It's great.
We should.
They probably time traveled and stole it.
Yeah.
That's like a specific genre, though, right? A sea shanty? Like,
well, it used to be like songs for like pulling up the ropes and whatnot, and they would just have like the beats so that like everybody would be like, dot, 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 pull, dot, 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 pull. So, yeah.
For efficiency.
Yeah. Efficiency massive. I mean, the efficiency was incalculable.
It was beyond efficient.
Yeah, it was. That's why they had to stop doing it.
That's why they invented the word sea shanty.
It's too efficient.
Too efficient. Too efficient. So, now you actually have you worked on a ship like that?
We were on a ship for a while, but we can't go into that. It's a troubled past.
Oh yeah. So it didn't work out.
It was Tim's fault. Tough.
God rest the Stellodoris.
Rest the Stellodoris.
The Stellodoris.
But yet, definitely, it's good that you took the musical influence from it as well.
Oh, yeah. We picked it up along the way.
So, obviously, one of the tracks from the night, maybe the first one, right, is going to go on the Europe compilation.
This one, one of them, definitely, though.
Mm-hmm. Now, where else can people find, do you guys have any recordings out yet?
Yeah, we do. We got some old ones that aren't quite like what we sound like now, but they're on Facebook, whatever, the slash, and then number 11 underscores. So Facebook slash 11 underscores.
Oh, that's easy.
Go to the band page.
Yeah, no.
If you can find the band page.
It's on the main page.
Sometimes it doesn't come up because we get lost in that internet sea.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Whoa! Yeah. Whoa!
Bill totally dropped the ball when
we had
to make
a Facebook page.
I couldn't do Captain. Someone already stole it. Like everything else that we ever made.
Really? There's another Captain out there?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to talk about them. They're bad.
So is it a captain named Captain, or
yes,
should there be?
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So no comma.
We should definitely get out there right now. It is Captain, as in he is Captain, not
Captain, my Captain.
Or Captain with an exclamation point, or Captain.
This has been a point of contention for me.
It has.
Now everyone will know it is a man named Captain.
Yes.
He was also a captain. Have you ever thought about seeking him out and finding him?
Well, he was there for a while, but we kind of lost track of him.
Yeah.
Do you guys clear it up with like an album title? I mean, a man named Captain is kind of cool, you know? Maybe clarify that.
We haven't thought that far ahead.
Or a woman named Captain.
Or a man named Captain that happens. A man named Captain that happens to be a captain.
That's like a
very pretty boy, by the way. You can't tell I'm into.
If I had a nickel for every time you said that.
That's such a
No.
So
that's such a fitting name for somebody whose job is only looking for one job choice. Like, it couldn't be like just Baker or something.
Baker
Captain. You know, it just makes sense for him to go that route.
Don't Baker Captain. And he won't be able to find his way home.
He could be Commander Captain.
Could be Captain Esquire.
Commander Captain.
Could be
the beard.
A nautical lawyer.
We don't need any of those.
Too many.
There are too many.
So guys, so you got the recordings, but your sound's changed since then.
Yeah.
You guys are plugging in now. Last time I saw you guys, you weren't plugging in.
Yeah.
Has there been any like backlash by some of your fans because that like the Bob Dylan whole like type thing or?
His name is Glenn. It's a cat.
And then you guys.
Well, that bug up there too is digging it.
Oh yeah. He left.
Wait, he left.
Oh no! He's right there.
He's still here.
Sticking around.
I'm proud to say that I'm your fan.
Yeah.
Oh, Superman.
Number two.
Tonight is a big night.
The first time I ever seen you kids was New Year's Eve a couple years ago at the Herb.
Nice.
It was my first time ever at the Herb.
Oh, whew.
So,
ooh, I'm sure
cool.
The memories everywhere.
It was a cool time.
Yeah.
Black Girls closed it up.
No. That was a really fun show. Black Girls.
Now, the first time I saw you guys, I'd missed your set at Wheezy's, but you guys were playing out on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Playing a late night sidewalk set after the show, which was great, you know. Did you guys street perform quite a bit?
We We did when it was summer, so now that it's warming up again, we're probably going to do some more busking.
Get back in the street performing?
Yeah, do some more busking.
It's gonna be good. Actually like started kind of doing that.
Yeah.
Street performing.
When we first, when we first started playing together.
Have you ever thought of just walking around the city? Like, not in one spot, but just walking around block after block, up and down, cover the whole city.
We were also actually talking about, at some point, like, getting bands together to busk with us. Like, just, like, deciding on a spot, and then having, like, a bunch of bands coming out there and playing live, just, like, on the street at some, like, just randomly.
Raid a block. Raid a block of Richmond and just kind of set up around the block. Mm-hmm.
You know? I had that idea before, too, where you just have a flash show.
That's what we were talking about. It'd be sweet.
We do the laundromat, so.
Oh yeah, we have played in the laundromat. That was cool. Funny.
Could kind of work into Mosh Everywhere Day.
Yeah. I like it.
It's good places.
Brainstorming.
Yeah, get some ideas out on the table.
So, I think we lost. We got off topic. You do have the recordings, but are you guys planning on getting anything down other than this right here anytime soon? Getting in the studio.
We want to, but I mean, it's a big undertaking because we have like a lot more stuff to record, and it's got to sound profesh.
And by that, we mean we don't have enough money to record.
But we might get some halfway decent recordings up sometime soon. I think we're gonna try and do that before the summer is.
Before you lose gone. One of us.
And then you can make...
Before one of the captains sails.
Oh, you're going out to sea?
Going out westward.
Going out west.
Moving. Colorado.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Colorado. To West Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
West Virginia Beach. Here's a question for any member of the band. Uh-oh. How would you describe the way that you guys look to a blind person?
Ooh, good question.
Stupid.
Scary. Scary. Danger, stranger, danger.
Mutcher. Yeah.
A blind person.
Oh, yeah.
If you saw us on the street, you should probably just the other.
Facial hair.
Yeah, facial hair.
Heidi's the only girl in the band, she has facial hair.
We're scary and hairy.
Boy! God.
So scary and hairy, I guess, is the consensus.
That's it. I like that. I can live with that.
That
could be the album title.
We have so many options.
Oh, EP, God. Maybe.
Yeah, I'll be the EP with that one song we're playing.
All right, cool. We're getting a lot done here. We already named the album. Now, you guys describe yourself on your Facebook page is gypsy-folk-punk-doo-wop. Well, actually, doo-wop has a hyphen, too, so you probably should have maybe like put that in brackets. I don't know exactly.
Enough hyphens around.
Just read them all at once.
Indie, shock, rock, pop. Do you feel like you left anything out?
I know. Pirate Circus music.
There we go.
Actually, we're playing a show on the 26th at the Camel. The Camel. And we're playing with like some stolen babies and whatever. But they're like
friendship societies.
But yeah, they're like that, like what you just described.
Pirate Circus music.
Dark Carnival.
Sweet.
It's gonna be intense.
So when is that show again?
March 26th.
March 26th at the Camel?
At the Camel.
What night of the week is that?
I think it's a Tuesday.
Well, the 26th, we'll figure it out from there. And the cover
it's
on
a
that?
Wednesday.
The cover on that? Mm-hmm. Isn't it like 10?
I have no idea.
I'm not going.
Yeah.
great pitch, guys. Great pitch. We might think about bringing it down a little bit now that we just said that out loud.
We got to keep it real.
Yeah. Well, very cool. Very cool. And any other big shows coming up in that range?
I think just like house show stuff.
House show stuff. Yeah. What you got coming up on that front?
We're playing the 15th, the 22nd. And then
maybe the 23rd.
Possibly the 23rd. Shut up, honey.
I don't know anything.
You guys are having a very good band meeting right now.
That's basically what we're doing.
I have wanted to clarify something with the band. Lately, y'all have been playing with hopefully, I'm just hoping this is a band and not what the band name implies, but JV Thrusting Squad.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
What is it?
Thrusting Squad is amazing.
Okay.
And yeah, we play with them a lot.
It
and
is
we do,
a band.
We do. Yeah, it is.
It's a band.
Okay. But, it sounds very provocative. Like,
it's still a squadron of thrusters.
I feel like I'm on Varsity Thrusting Squad.
Nice.
Every once in a while, a Varsity Thruster will come out to their shows.
I thrust
it's
like a champ.
To see. Yeah.
You should give them some tips.
Yeah,
you probably need it.
Thrusting is one of my favorite verbs, I feel like.
Yeah.
It is a fine verb.
Thrust. I'm almost in Varsity. I once thrusted like across the stage.
Wow.
I didn't land it, so it didn't count.
Oh yeah, you gotta land it.
Yeah.
You gotta land it. Yeah. You gotta cross the finish line.
Oh yeah.
Gotta cross the finish line. All right, guys. Well, it is time to take another break, but we are gonna be back with plenty more with Captain here on Radio Rubber Room. But right now, this is Bandoras with New here on Radio Rubber Room.
Thrust.
Darling, the way you make me feel. Dreaming of a day when these thoughts with you are real. Hoping and I'm praying this isn't just a dream. The way you whisper in my ear just makes me wanna sing. Cause you make everything feel new. You make everything feel new. What have I been thinking? My mind's been playing tricks. A girl like you ain't winking to mean you're interested. So tell me how to read you, show me all your signs. When we know the language, I blow away your mind. Yeah, you make everything feel new. You make everything feel new. Away the pretense and tell me if it's true. If it's just me, then makes sense that I should be with you. Cause you make everything feel new. You make everything feel new. You make everything feel new.
To Radio Rubber Room every Thursday from 10 to midnight, or your soul will be tormented for an eternity by flaming dinosaur skeletons. Mr. Exosinaj Nimilfiap.
Comrade,
Join me at the Republic. Small plates, soups, salads, sandwiches, and entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. If you're like me, Sean Austin, you might be finding yourself getting too much action in the bedroom. It's time for Sean's tips to help you not get laid. Tip number 21.1. Grow a mullet, unibrow, or rat tail.
Yoga, long since known as an art form to balance the body and mind. Well, that's great for the ladies and sissy boys, but what about the manly men?
Yeah!
I'm 80s heavy metal band Vomit's bassist and retired Triple C Wrestling League champion, Viper Cobra. And you may not know this, but I am an extreme yoga professional.
Yoga professional!
Now my moves are available for you to master. The Viper Cobra's badass yoga studio is now open.
So extreme!
There will be no mountain salutations or downward facing dog in my program. Try moves like take your foot and put it on the ceiling. I don't care how you get it there, just get it there.
Yeah!
You're gonna stretch until you bleed. Don't think you can stretch that much? Wait till I burn you with cigarettes.
Yeah!
I keep the walls of my yoga dojo lined with Rottweilers, who have been listening to Godsmack 24/7.
They're foaming at the mouth.
This raises the intensity level to the max.
Max.
To the max. Extreme. I spent the 90s in San Quentin perfecting my signature moves, like birth a baby polar bear.
Yeah!
And squeeze a scorpion in your fist.
Extreme.
Stretch till it hurts, then punch yourself in the stomach repeatedly. Grab both ears and stretch them out as far from your head as possible.
So extreme.
Make sure to keep breathing like a heaving vulture.
Extreme.
Yeah.
Extreme.
Yeah. Here at Viper Cobra's badass yoga studio, you're gonna bend over backwards and lick the ground. Or I'm gonna throw an angry snake at your face.
Snake at your face.
Extreme.
Yeah.
We're gonna inject protein shakes right in your chest.
Yeah.
Right in your chest.
Protein shake.
Protein shake.
Protein shake.
Directly into your chest.
Extreme.
Yeah.
Welcome, my friends, to Alejandro's fine world of art. I'm Alejandro, your host, and today we will be painting a still life of fruit on a table. First, pick your fruit and lay it gracefully on the table. Accent your fruit with candles and a bottle of fine wine for atmosphere. Be sure the fruit reflects the light just right. You can increase the luster by moistening them with oil. Apply generous amounts of oil to both hands and massage the fruit back and forth, showing plenty of attention to the tip. That should do it. Today I will be working with pastels. Mix the pastels until they are sticky, but still firm. Yes, sticky and firm. I prefer to use my hands so I can get very familiar with my material. Begin by sketching the basic shape of the fruit, so round and succulent. Round and succulent. Next, apply the paint in long, smooth strokes, making sure to accent the natural curves of the fruit. Oh yes, just like that. That's right, flick the brush around, yes, flick it for texture, right there, almost done, that's the spot, oh dear, all finished, what a masterpiece, this has been Alejandro's fine world of art, join us next time.
Guten Tag, I'm Benjamin Hitler, with an A, owner and proprietor of Hitler's Cupcakes. Don't be fooled by my name, I'm the good Hitler. My family name has been associated with cupcakes for generations. When I was just a wee lad Benji Hitler, I would watch Grandmama Hitler make cupcakes many a Klausenbergen summer's day. My dream has always been to create the perfect cupcake. Many years of potential mating were lost. Let us not forget mein workers.
Was ist das?
Ist ein Brownie, mein Führer.
Ein Brownie? Das ist Cupcake-Schule. Nein, ist Hitler's Brownies. Ist Hitler's Cupcakes. Bin heimsig schlecht. Cupcake heilen. Die Brownie ist kaputt. Wer ist mein Luger? You survived the employment process. Hitler's cupcakes are made from only the finest ingredients that I have personally chosen using a rigorous selection process. Grandmama Hitler would always say, best ingredients are tender, love, and caring. But you were wrong, Grandma Hitler. It was vegetable oil and imported sugars. Oh! Mine's struggle is finally over, and now Hitler's cupcakes are available. Hitler's cupcakes come in one flavor, vanilla. Get mine cupcakes today. Remember, mine cupcakes are great. You will love my cupcakes. Get them in any store. The cupcake. Das Cupcake Island. The cupcake is mein Führer.
Radio Rubber Room, your source for local music and comedy. Live on WHAN every Thursday from 10 to midnight. Also, as a podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now back to the show.
Shade of Blue by Captain Captain live here on Radio Rubber Room. Now, any specific shade of blue?
Cerulean. I can't talk
cerulean.
About it.
Yeah.
About 50 shades of blue.
50 yeah. different shades. I like cerulean. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
It's a light blue. I can't really put a
like
word
your,
to it.
Kind of like your shirt or
not
lighter?
Lighter.
Lighter much than
lighter.
Your shirt?
Much
so,
happier
like
looking.
His shirt, maybe. What
kind of?
Kind of like his shirt?
Kind of.
If he was on a beach, it'd be a shirt.
Or wearing a straw hat.
Are all of your songs named after albums from the 60s or 70s?
Yes.
Is that one too?
Miles Davis?
Oh, oh my lord.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Yeah, who's Miles Davis?
Never heard of him.
He's a profoundly good musician.
He's okay.
I don't
okay.
believe it.
He's okay.
I've never heard of him.
What? Did he ever play with Fall Out Boy?
I'm for a brief one. Stint. Just a brief stint.
Oh, God. We're just embarrassing ourselves at this point.
He played for My Chemical Romance.
That's my favorite band.
Actually, no, it's really kind of crazy. Right before Hendrix died, they were talking about doing an album together, too. Which would have been insane.
Oh, wow. That would have been crazy.
Yeah.
Mine.
Hendrix and Miles on one album.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. They were talking about it, but it never happened.
Wow.
I know.
I talked about
it
a lot.
Sorry to bring everybody down.
Dude, now I'm just...
Let's cut this early.
One time I talked about making an album with Miles Davis and Jimi Hendrix, but it just never happened.
What held you back?
I don't know. We just talked about it. We just kept talking. There was a lot of hype then.
A lot of hype.
There was too much hype, so we just
hype.
Abandoned.
Any plans to do one with Mr. Miles Davis?
You know, I think he's trying to work with me lately.
Yeah.
I told him not to do it with Sean because Sean's just way better than they are. He's just a much higher caliber musician than Jimi Hendrix or Miles Davis.
They don't hold a candle to you, Sean.
Right.
Don't hold a candle to you. Don't hold a candle to you.
They don't know nothing about the single key keyboard, man.
Nothing about it. Nothing about it. So, guys, you guys planning on hitting the road at all in the future?
Well, actually...
Go ahead, Sam.
Actually...
Oh, that sounds like a good...
Funny you mentioned that.
Funny.
So this guy, Cody, is moving out in May to Colorado.
Yeah.
Moving out westward, yeah.
West Virginia Beach, not Colorado.
But we're actually all following suit at the end of August.
Oh, you're all going out to Colorado?
Yeah.
To live?
She might not be, but...
Oh, you're all moving out to Colorado.
Yeah, well, I'm moving a little bit earlier than they're meeting me.
To help them find them all jobs.
Yeah, I'm the scout.
Yeah,
basically.
So why Colorado? Is it a music thing? Like, are you going out there to be part of the scene? Or?
It's for the hippies.
No.
This
is why we do.
Is it the decriminalized marijuana? Is that why you guys are going out?
Not at all.
No, it's actually...
I don't like that stuff.
Cody actually has an opportunity out there, and we've all been thinking about moving out west anyway, so we're going to take that opportunity.
I joined the band right when I got the opportunity to move out. They were also talking about moving out west somewhere, like Salt Lake City was one of them. And then,
I live there.
And
it was
then
awesome, man.
Salt Lake City.
Ah, I told you guys.
Incredibly awesome. I had more fun in the 9 months that I was there than I've ever had, I think, combined. When the sun goes down there, that city goes, they turn insane,
wait,
man.
Okay, no, wait, are you serious?
I'm really? Serious.
Ah, dang it.
I'm serious, dude.
I knew it wasn't as bad
it's
as you guys salty. Thought it was going to be.
It's too salty.
That's what I was
hey,
told.
We'll get there eventually.
You guys will be right at home with the salt water.
I was just going to say, maybe exactly. used to the salt
water. Yeah, exactly.
Here's what I think about you guys leaving. I hate it.
All right.
Yeah, you
convinced us. You convinced us. We're staying.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you. Thank you for coming through on that one.
Scratch that
for the record. So the opportunity, Denver Broncos cheerleader?
Yes, thank you. I
knew it.
Worked
knew
my
it.
Butt off, so.
No, you
gotta work that. Well,
yeah.
You gotta work that butt back
You
off,
have
man.
To. You have to, or you don't get the job.
Yeah.
Every day. Is that a butt up? No, you're not on the team.
I think in order to be a cheerleader, you gotta have a bit O butt.
Yeah. That is,
like, not, you can't have worked your whole butt off.
Well,
it'll come back. I'll eat a Big Mac or something. It'll just.
So seriously, what's the opportunity?
Oh, this is weird. It's actually sitting my cousin's dog.
Like dog sitting?
Yes, I'm a dog sitting.
And like, that's
my defining moment.
So
my cousin is.
You could have said pass.
That was my time to say pass. Yes, wasn't yes.
Oh, I told you guys during the break. If you want to say pass, you can say pass.
You ruined it.
So dog sitting. That's usually like a week top.
6 weeks. Actually, I have good reasoning. My cousin. It's from my cousin. He's he likes like climbing mountains and whatnot, and he's actually flying up to Denali up in Alaska to scale Denali with a few of his friends. That's so cool. It takes about 4 to 6 weeks to go from the entire span of Denali and back.
Six weeks?
Around there, yeah. Well, like four weeks, but with him staying in different places to get there until he actually gets to Denali. Like,
okay.
So yeah, roughly around then.
So opportunity just not knocking in Richmond, huh?
That is
no dog sitting gigs around here?
Have you applied at like a McDonald's?
It's a cool dog.
Very cool, very cool. So I mean, anything after that? Like, so while you're there, you're gonna try to find.
I'll be crashing at my cousin's place, obviously. But during that time, it just leaves me chances to
look for jobs.
Jobs and cheap housing around the Denver or Boulder area.
Good luck, buddy.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I've got some. Everybody I've got some friends out there with how like with like
yes,
renters and stuff. Like I've got some people who
we have a dog at the Yerb. If sitting on the Yerb dog,
okay, fine, we'll stay.
You can sit on Angie.
You don't have to get that close to the mic, there,
really
buddy.
You just said pass.
We're
that
staying.
Is what it comes down to. You shouldn't just said. Let's not make that mistake.
Can I say pass now?
Take it back.
I take it back. Pass.
He's gonna be the Lions.
Well, fantastic. Now, scoping out Salt Lake City maybe too, now that you hear it's so awesome?
Well, originally the plan was to move.
Too, you know.
The original plan was
no,
to
you
move
just use
out
it up.
To Salt Lake City because my friend, who he already lives out there, he has connections with like gallery stuff. And besides music, I actually do illustration, and I was going to go out there for like artistic opportunities.
Puppets.
Dude, and we were gonna, me and my friend were gonna collaborate, and he was gonna help us, like me, get into that scene. And then when I talked to them about leaving, Bill and Nick were like, "Oh, well, that's a coincidence because we've been thinking about leaving too." Mm-hmm. So we originally planned on Salt Lake City, and then they were like, "No, not Salt Lake City." And then the whole thing with Cody going to Colorado came up.
Dude, this was 99, but every show, every time I ever went to a show, I mean, it could be on a Sunday, people came out for everything out there. I mean, it didn't matter. You could do a puppet show, and there are artists, like insane artists out there. You could do a puppet show, and people would come out to it. And you got Provost, and you've got Ogden right next to it. Yeah. So, like, you could go to shows all the time in different places. And I mean, if you did shows, man, people came out. It could be, like, really bad, too. Like, I went to some really bad shows, and they were packed. You know?
That's perfect for us.
So I'm sure pirate circus music would go over well.
Maybe you guys should start, like, some kind of musical carnival.
That would be sick.
Generally, we're trying to make our way towards
music,
a cult.
Basically, that's it. Yeah,
like a good cult.
First tip on starting a cult: don't tell people it's a cult.
So
pass.
So you know you find a little niche out there. Plans on maybe back and forth, because
forever.
We learned that tip
We're definitely trying to go out there for like a pretty substantial amount of time, like at least a year or so, and see what music is like out west.
Yeah, I mean, I know Colorado. You always hear. I haven't been myself, but you always hear fantastic things about the music scene around the region, around Colorado too. And they like bands like the Congress have gone from Richmond, moved out there, and come back frequently.
The only thing that I see with that is, like, everybody knows. I mean, Richmond's not the only city where people are like, oh, I want to get out of here. I'm going to Colorado. So at what point does it become way too oversaturated? It's like L.A. You move out there to be an actor, and you end up waiting tables. Like, like, how difficult is it to get gigs out there? Do you guys even know?
No. I mean, honestly, we don't think about
restless
this.
Restless bones, man.
Yeah, we're trying to get out of here.
We passed on thinking about moving.
Which means we're gonna stay.
We're also planning on trying to set up shows along the way. So,
oh, yeah.
Like, do stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, DIY, like, house venues or real venues, whatever we can find along the way. We definitely want to do that, too. Because why travel all that distance and not play shows along the way?
Yeah. See, to get there way faster.
Yeah, yeah,
touché, sir. I like to think of Richmond as like the next Seattle in like the 90s. And you know, you guys are gonna end up out in Colorado waiting tables while people around here are gonna like write books about like this era. And you guys are gonna be like, oh man, I should have never gone out to Colorado to babysit my cousin's dog.
Just stay
hey,
it's a cool dog.
It's a cool dog.
It's
right?
A cool dog, Dan.
We thought about it, and
he lives in a mountain. It'll be fun.
Going to trip, so.
Yeah,
Tim's gonna.
We're
be
all gonna.
Survivor.
We're basically.
Everyone
we're all
gonna
stay
gonna
here.
Die on the way.
We're moving out to die.
Well, guys, we are about to get to another break, but before we do, go ahead and shout out where we can. Everyone can find Captain's music. Oh, funny story, I forgot. When you come on Radio Rubber Room, you're guaranteed at least one new like from Roger. Roger,
yes.
In the other room. Now.
Yes.
Now, Roger.
Yeah, two likes.
Now. Now, Roger was looking for your page, and you guys said it was underscore 11 times.
You explained this.
No.
So he put in 11 underscores.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's Facebook/11 underscores.
11 spelled
the
out.
Number 11,
mm-hmm.
Like 11 underscores.
One, and underscore spelled out.
Yes.
11 underscores.
Make it complicated.
You couldn't make
like
that more simple,
trick.
Man. You just couldn't.
Or you can just look up Captain on Facebook.
And never find it.
The reason why I said the extension is because you can't always pull us
Captain
up.
Captain Captain on Google, Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like Captain Captain's definitely friends with Colonel Angus.
Right?
So, do you guys know that skit? No. Are you serious? Colonel Angus. You don't
nice.
Know that one? That's incredible.
Colonel
Angus.
We all kind of live under a rock.
I don't like Colonel Angus. It makes... I don't know. I'm going to take this in a direction.
Oh, keep going. You're doing great.
Do you
want to
pass? You have a pass.
Yeah, I'm
going to
pass.
Pass, Dan. All right, guys. And once again, next Wednesday at the Republic, Radio Robin presents Antero and Dreadlock Robot. Come see us for that. And the Richmond Music Review coming up the 17th on St. Patrick's Day. Great lineup for that as well. Check it out on our Facebook page and stuff like that. It is time to take a break. We are going to be back with more Captain here on Radio Rubber Room. But right now, this is Brother Bill with One Heart
Brother
in the
Bill.
Hole.
That's a cool dog.
No more from you.
We have a problem.
What?
Do you have a 911?
We'll
WHAN Ashland Richmond, W275BQ Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.
Hi, we're the Green Boys.
One and two and three.
If you're sitting at home on a Thursday night, wondering what to do, just tune in to Radio Rubber Room, 10 to 12.
I love those guys, man. I was here for that. Definitely. I was here for that.
Definitely love those guys. The Green Boys, the Green Boys.
So,
I like all bands with colors in their name.
Yeah. So I'm
like Green Day.
Yep.
Love
them. Love them.
Mhm. You can't not.
They're great.
You like color in general.
Mhm.
So you got to. It's got to be colorful.
He actually hit the nail on the head. I especially love Green Day.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm actually listening to Green Day in my other ear right now.
I just wanted to point out that today I became a member of the iPhone Club, everyone. So
you guys
all have iPhones as well?
I'm very happy for you.
Yeah.
Do you guys have iPhones?
Derek, shut up. You don't even know. You don't even have an iPhone.
I know.
I have a slide phone.
I have an old flip phone.
I just got a phone after 3 months.
Derek has a BlackBerry.
The iPhone allows me to send high-resolution pictures of my junk to people now.
Ooh.
So
all these
before, and they can send it right back.
Which makes me grateful that I have a BlackBerry.
I figured, you know, the lower resolution was making it look smaller than it deserved.
Hey, Dan, so
the camera does add a few extra pounds.
Yeah, the iPhone. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. So.
Hey, Dan,
there's an app for that.
Dan. Also, if you're in a Wi-Fi area, you can send live action video of your junk.
Sweet.
To your friends.
With, like, action figures.
And you can see their response on your phone.
Yes.
It's really cool.
Yeah, so anyways, I found out that I can I don't know if you guys knew this, but you can purchase a fully waterproof case for your iPhone. Anybody know this?
I'm skeptical.
Have you tested it?
I've seen video. It's like $80. I think I'm going to go forward with it soon. Mm-hmm. It's a big purchase. It's a big purchase for me as well. But it brings me one step closer to my dream of watching porn in the shower. So I'm very excited about
that
this.
That is a nice.
Do you mean?
I know,
do you mean with the shower running? Because
yes.
I watch porn in the shower all the time, just in the shower.
Yes, it's
just way cleaner. I mean,
or at the bottom of the pool. You know, I always felt like you can't watch porn at the bottom of a pool.
Oh
but
yeah,
now you can.
Exhibition.
That's like
Apple does great things.
They do.
You should make porn of you watching porn at the bottom of a pool.
I'm sure there's already a porn
of Simpsons.
Of Dan.
Rule 34, man.
So no iPhones in Captain? You guys are all?
No.
We don't have a lot of money.
Or anything.
I think I'm the last member of Radio Rubber not to have one now.
Yeah, I'm sure going out to Colorado and waiting tables will change that.
Justin Lewis has one, and also Chanel.
Mm-hmm.
You're the only one?
I don't know about Tyler.
Yep.
He has one.
Yep. Oh, it's lonely.
High-resolution pictures of your junk, Derek.
Speaking of the other members of Radio Rubber,
I'm going to pick up some shifts.
You should. Maybe you should go out to Colorado and wait tables with them.
Hey, can I come up to Colorado and wait tables with you guys?
You might have to dishwash, but it's the same thing, really. So.
Do they tip you for washing dishes out there? But
I don't know. We're actually rethinking our strategy now.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, see? Good call coming on this show,
because
right?
We would have to wait for Heidi anyway, so it might be better.
Finish.
Yeah.
Trumpet is
thing,
well. If you do change your mind, let me know because I would love to dog sit in Colorado.
Trumpet is the sexiest instrument, so if you lose her, you guys kind of lose a lot of sex appeal. And
yeah.
I thought it was the cello.
Mm.
No, it's definitely the trumpet.
I like how y'all have
Dean Pollard is one of the most attractive men I've ever met.
Who?
You didn't know that?
Who is
Dean Pollard?
Oh yeah,
yeah. You know,
great
Dean?
Trumpet player.
Yeah.
Trumpet,
we're
Dean's
in
awesome.
Jazz Orchestra 2 together.
He's got his
trumpet
lungs,
player for
man.
Splendid
Holy
Sons.
Crap,
Splendid
man.
Sons.
He's got an incredible
Moment
sound.
I've seen the way you look at him, Dan. Yeah,
I know.
I've seen the way you
Dean. If you're listening, I'll send you a high resolution picture of my jump.
Okay.
And then I'm going to sign it next time I see you.
And now Dean is moving to Colorado.
You guys might have a trumpet player when you get out there.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Unacceptable.
I like how y'all in the band, y'all's instruments are comparative to your size in the band.
Are
they?
Yeah.
You never noticed?
Jeremy's Tim's the smallest, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's fair.
Keeps your center of gravity on balance, though.
Yeah.
He is the smallest.
Yeah.
Cody's got some high resolution picks.
Pass? Through. Pass?
Yeah. I'll pass on that.
Okay. Fair enough. So you guys are talking about, I mean, it's good to at least give it a shot. Maybe it's just a vacation or something, or a trip, or you come back. But you were talking about heading out there and stopping at some spots. Anything in mind already? Any connections you got along the way so far to base it around?
Just honestly, my friend who's already out in Salt Lake.
Oh, cool.
And he was Dog talking City. About... Yeah,
we're gonna play into a bunch of dogs.
Dogs
along the way. Any dog
we're gonna play the first all dog folk show.
Just go play dog parks.
Like yeah. What you pretty much told me about your cousin or whoever's dog you're sitting earlier is that they have no friends around there. Yeah. Like nobody's friendly enough to watch their dog that they have to import their family members from Virginia. That's where you want to move. I just want you to know that if you need somebody to watch your dog while you're living there, you are going to have to import them from another state.
Yeah. Sean doesn't want you guys to leave.
Yeah, this is now that we're thinking.
Now that
it.
Sean wants
now
to
now
stay.
You can all live in the closet with me. It'll be awesome. I live in a sweet closet.
I still live in a closet.
We'll hang like 9 hammocks.
Nice.
Oh, bunk beds.
Mm-hmm. Bunk you sure beds. It's not a suite?
It is, kind
sounds
of.
Sounds sweet.
The sweet closet.
Oh, yeah, hammocks.
There's a mini fridge. I can heat food up if I rub it against itself really fast.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds great. Mm-hmm. What types of food work best for that?
I mean, hot dogs, they're the shape of sticks. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can just rub them against each other a lot.
I don't feel like you're getting them evenly heated.
I rub hot dogs against each other a lot.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
When you can't afford microwave, it's just terrible.
Flatbread is one of the coarser foods. Have you ever thought about using
flatbread and a hot dog against it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can get a lot of motion off that,
You can.
Because, like, if you're trying to roll the two wieners against each other, there's a lot of, you know, sometimes they land on top of each other and it's
bounce
just...
off.
You know,
that's
it's not
part of the fun, though.
Do you like go against the grain?
Yeah, because that's what I'm wondering. Like crossed or parallel to each other.
I mean, I haven't discovered the best technique. I always mix it up. You get tired of doing it one way. It takes about 9 hours to rub your hot dogs up to a good 90 degrees.
So
mm-hmm.
That takes up a lot of your time.
9 hours.
Now, have you thought about instead of rubbing them together, armpits?
Put it in your armpits for a while.
That way you can that way you can get things done, you know, and complete other tasks while your hot dogs are heating.
Then I don't know where I would thaw my chicken breast.
Touche. That is a dilemma. That is a dilemma. Any other foods that have been working well?
You know, for the rubbing.
Yeah.
Chips do not work well.
Why do you need to heat up chips?
I like a warm chip now and again. But if you're trying to rub your chips to good heat, it does not work.
I mean, I feel like with the chip situation,
I mean, the unfried chip, I have rubbed many a taco up to warmth.
Well, that's good. That's good to know. Dana's giggling. So what about like frozen foods?
Hot pockets.
Ooh. I mean, hot pockets.
Lean pockets.
I almost prefer a hot pocket when it's frozen, so I can lick it for like 9 hours.
Hot pocket pop.
It's way better. It's kind of like by the time you're done eating it, the inside's like this gooey ball of gross ham. Awesome.
That sounds delicious. That just sounds delicious.
How many licks to the center of a frozen hot pocket? 12,100.
How many?
12,100.
$12,000.
And then you get a good bite, though. You know, you get that good last meaty, chunky bite.
Well, it's kind of like the. Can you ever get it all the way down without biting?
Oh, I got me pizza.
Yeah, certainly. Certainly. It's like a combination of licking and like sucking on a corner of it, you know?
Well, fantastic.
A lot of that.
I've learned so much about eating that I have not known before.
Are you getting, are you getting, you're obviously hearing well with the headphones over top of your hoodie?
No,
oh, you've got one in there. Okay.
This one's actually, this is the one that is
green.
Oh, okay.
It only comes through. Oh, you have to hold it.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Now it sounds great.
Oh.
I was actually, I can't believe how much fuller it is.
You look professional, actually.
Sounds like you guys are actually in the room with me.
Mm-hmm. We're not.
I know.
Don't confuse it.
And I'm not surprised by your decision for that.
Well, I'm glad it's working for you. I'm glad that you can hear everything. Oh, you took it off. You're not responding.
Well, that's about it.
Let's take a break on that note. We are going to be back with some more live tunes from Captain. But right now, this is Relaxation within the Tall Grass here on Radio Rubber Room.
Is this thing on? Are you ready?
Go ahead, Radley.
I'm Radley. Radley Rockwell Man. The greatest rocker who ever walked the earth. Do you have any idea where I am right now?
Radio Rubber Room.
Radio Rubber Room, is it? Oh yeah, man. Radio Rubber Room. And the Radley Rockwell Radio Rubber Room Hour. 10 to midnight. Every Thursday. On 102.9 FM.
From Spoofco's Motion Picture Association comes a Grandpa's Toolshed production.
Hey, Lexington, you better punch back in, buddy. We just got a huge order that needs to be delivered to the local all-female college dormitory in 30 minutes or less.
Aw, shucks. I'm never going to be a famous movie director when I keep getting stuck working at this crummy job.
He was a nerdy pizza delivery boy with a video camera and a vengeance.
Hiya. I've got 100 pizzas here for a Miss Veronica Swallows.
Veronica, your pizzas are here.
She was an aspiring theater major at the local community college with a passion for pepperoni.
Oh dear, how will I ever afford all these pizzas?
There will be action. There will be adventure. There will be a donkey. And a chicken. In this year's biggest romantic comedy blockbuster.
Silly me. Look, Veronica, I've gotten pizza sauce all down my cleavage.
Well then, I guess we can't let that go to waste now. Can we?
Oh, pizza sauce. Oh, pepper, what are you going to do with that pepperoni? Cheesy.
This summer, Ron Lexington, Veronica Swallows, Bunny Givens, and introducing newcomer, Hung Lee.
Who ordered Chinese food?
In college co-ed webcam audience, 18.
This film is not yet rated.
It's me, Sean Austin, from Radio Rubber Room. You've seen them standing on the corner. Tattered, drab garments looking like something out of Mad Max. You can't give them your change because it's precious to you and you like shiny things. But you can help. Let's face it, you're never going to squeeze into that old prom dress again. But think of how it would look on someone suffering the affliction of the addiction to crack cocaine. Donate it to Richmond's Super Fancy Clothes for the Homeless Association, or SFCFTHA. It is our goal to provide every homeless person in Richmond in only the finest of regalia. You know you'll feel better about not giving them your money because they look so darn good. The SFPCHA is now accepting cummerbunds, monocles, genuine crystal slippers, top hats, diamond-encrusted tiaras, silk elbow gloves, ball gowns, strings of pearls, wing-tipped Italian suede shoes, emerald-headed canes, vests, 17-piece suits, and Victorian-era authentic dress sets with matching parasols. Ivory handles preferred. Please, this is Richmond. We don't want cheap hand-me-downs. We want our homeless to look good. Imagine a Richmond where you can smile and wave at a bum dressed to the hilt in the most extravagant of clothing on the sidewalk, instead of in rags and shreds of old cardboard. Virginia is for lovers, but Richmond is where the homeless people dress really, really nice. Please, donate today.
Here, and you don't have to tell me how badass your polar bear wrestling skills are. I gave birth to the first polar bear.
Radical!
Yeah! Extreme polar bear birth!
Extreme! Extreme!
Nothing gets me more hyped than Radio Rubber Room. There's only one thing that gets me more energized, and that's getting dragged by a horse!
Extreme!
Nipple clamp! Ha!
Yeah!
Computers are for sissy boys. I only listen to Radio Rubber Room through the metal plate in my head.
Yeah!
But if you want to hear Radio Rubber Room, go to www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com. Now!
Yeah!
Radio Rubber Room. Awesome!
you're preaching with your glossy eyes aglow. Please share your secrets that we all deserve to know. All the wrongs and mountains that your brilliant mind could move. You just keep on poking at that dream that isn't true. If you fraud until you break through, I'm gonna come and find and kill you. So perfect if you were in command. If our social studies followed your drawings in the sand, every bow and brush stroke could be so much sweeter with a single audience, just a perfect culture leader. If you fall until you break through, I'm gonna come and find and kill you. Oh,
Captain live on Radio Rubber Room.
Rubber Room with Regicide.
What was the name of that tune right there?
Regicide.
Awesome. I really like what you guys do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I like what you do.
Thanks.
I gotta
still
say,
trying to figure out what that is.
Pirate circus music is my favorite musical genre, and you guys do it well.
Thank you.
You guys do it very well.
We come closer. Good. I want to smell you guys. Come closer. Come closer. The mics don't work unless you're close to them.
Okay.
Close to them. You know, it's been a good time. I've gotten to know some of you guys over the years.
Yeah.
I met this guy 3 times and he never even remembered.
Which guy?
He was beside himself all of the time. One time, your mom was coming to pick him up. Because he was so beside himself.
That must have been bad if Aaron's mom was coming to get me.
Is this a true story?
It was lovely meeting her at 5 in the morning.
Is this awesome. A true story, or is he
it
making
is. Her name's
up?
Diane, right?
She's awesome.
She's a lovely lady. Yeah.
Aaron's mom is a beautiful person. Uh-huh. She's great.
It was great. You never expect to see like an older woman outside the back gate of the yerb at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I was talking to his mom, and Sean, you decided to take her away from me for some reason.
Oh. I was protecting
Apparently,
you. I was protecting you.
Did your guys' mom hang out at the yerb?
All the time. I've seen her there like 4 times since. She loves it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You serious?
No. I'm just kidding. Okay.
Do you guys still live with your mom?
Mm. No,
don't be ashamed.
No job.
You all live there?
She's awesome.
I think everyone should live with their mom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Forever.
With Aaron's mom, yeah. Everyone should live with Aaron's mom.
If girls found it acceptable for me to live with my mom, I definitely would.
I like.
It just doesn't work out very well.
Your ensemble here.
This is Tim's ensemble.
Tim, it's
Pilgrim.
Very
Pilgrim,
right? Yeah, exactly.
It's sharp,
that.
Man. I am digging it as well.
I definitely, you know, I descend from the Pilgrims. The Austin name is Pilgrim.
Nice.
I made that up, but I go with it all the time. It just sounds right, right? It just sounds good.
It's believable.
I always wanted to dress like I was from a different era, like the 20s, like gangsters in New York or whatever.
Yeah,
like, that would be awesome. I'd have some coattails and stuff, you know? Does this mean you're a Padawan learner right here?
No.
I've long since mastered the Jedi arts.
No,
check
this
out.
I'm just weird.
I'm just kidding right now.
Oh my god.
I'll show you later.
Moving. Stop it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Cody, right?
Yeah.
We work together now. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, apparently, yes.
Mm-hmm. Cody? I cut carrots like nobody's business.
I bet.
Nobody.
Mm-hmm. Chop, chop.
Mm-hmm.
Any blood?
It's very awesome.
Yep.
I was like in the dungeon all day. I didn't expect that at all.
I like to call it the prep lounge, but it's, mm-hmm. it's about the same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it'll be Terrence Crew soon.
So. If you had to guess, do you think Sean is an easy person to work with or a very difficult person?
I have no idea.
Or sits in the middle somewhere.
Most people like, there are pretty hard to work with anyway, so you just get used to it.
Well.
You'll fit right in, buddy.
Yeah, I'm a champion at that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Heidi, right? I don't know if we ever met before. I think maybe I saw you at the Yerb one time.
Dear. Probably through upstairs.
Aaron's mom.
Aaron's
mom.
She's a blessing.
Oh, she is.
Where is she at? She didn't drive you guys here? No?
She's outside.
Who's going to drive you guys home? I like your thing. I don't even know what to call that.
It's a bass.
I want to throw it at something and stab him in the chest. I feel like if that happened to me, I wouldn't even be upset. I would just play one note.
This is amazing.
Why don't you die. Get
the saddest note?
Do you know how much action you would get if you put a strap on that thing and just
like a side muscle?
You got a strap? Yeah.
Strap wow.
Yeah. Wait, do you ever use a strap for it?
I just got this like 2-3 weeks ago, so
you got to play it up high though.
Oh, it's gonna happen. Like that with a boat, yeah.
Dude, you could probably really take control of that thing with the strap on.
Oh yeah.
Is that carbon fiber right there?
I have no idea.
Know your instrument, bro.
I'm learning.
Step one. Your beard's getting more and more they're magnificent every day.
I don't do anything to it. That's the trick.
Hey, Aaron, will you come closer to the mic? Let's talk about beards, man.
Let's hear this beard. Let's hear it. Just rustle it.
Yeah, can you rub it up against that?
Oh, yeah.
Please rub your beard against the...
Don't be shy. Oh, here it is.
Hey, check it out.
Oh, there's the
beard. Oh, yeah. Here, my turn.
Oh, that's a good sound.
Inside
our beards are making sounds together.
Wow.
You guys can start a beard band.
Welcome to Beard Chat on Radio Rubber Room.
I'm like stubble chat.
Mustache chat.
You missed mustache chat. That was last week.
How good does that feel? Everyone in Captain is rubbing their face against the mic right now.
If only you knew whose faces were rubbed on these mics before, then you would not be doing that at all.
I can feel something tingly setting in. Mm-hmm.
We like to have a minute on every show where we just rub our mustaches. Yeah. And sometimes it's not our facial hair, but you know, we get past that.
It's called mustache chat.
I can see things poking out of the phone.
No one can see you. Though profanity in the verbal form is not acceptable, like no one can see you. No one can see you.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
They don't know that.
You could be pulling a total Blink 182 on right now, you know?
Awesome. Have you guys ever thought of bringing a beard player into the band? Somebody that just rubs their beard into the microphone? Like, it would be kind of like a washboard player, just a beard player.
It's one of our experimental side projects. Yeah.
Have you ever considered making a bow out of your own
beard
hair?
We actually did research that, and you can't do it. Human hair doesn't work.
Huh. Really?
How do you know that? Are you a scientist?
Yeah.
I have some pretty luscious hair. I don't know if you noticed.
You have to have very coarse hair.
Oh.
He's part chinchilla.
I mean, here's a question for this guy especially. In case you're listening, you just missed a moment. But if you were here, you would know. Anyway, do you feel like I get away with a lot of crazy things because I have crazy hair? Do you ever like take advantage of that or whatever?
No,
like,
I just kind of tend to come off as creepy, I think.
Yeah. 50% of the time crazy, 50% creepy. You gotta just do it, dude.
It's more
just
like
do it.
70-30 for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's more
90-10.
You just stay home. Why do anything? Yeah, why do anything?
You sound like you're getting depressed.
Well, most of our songs are about death and dying. And how much just everything sucks.
I saw a rose one time and it made me cry, and then I went home and I wrote a poem about it.
Yeah.
And it was a good poem, but then I burned the poem.
Right, burned it. Burnt the rose. It was symbolic.
Awesome. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
So, Aaron, man, have you been growing your beard for a long time? Very impressed by
it. Get in
there.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get some beard advice from you?
Do nothing to it. It takes care of itself.
That's what I've been doing. I was trimming it for a while, going for, like, the clean beard look, but...
Yeah, if you forget about it, it'll surprise you.
Do you think you could hang from it?
Not yet.
Not yet, but someday.
Give me like 2 years.
Someday you will hang from your beard. Yes. Don't do that without me present. I want to know that.
I'll call you first.
I almost want to save your life by your beard.
Hey, have you seen the Richmond Mustache and Beard League? Have you?
What?
No. Do you know about them?
Maybe I should join.
I'm joining.
We should be playing there.
Yeah, dude, they do Station 2, I think, every Tuesday or every other Tuesday, something like that. They do specials for people in the Beard League, and all you have to do is show up and hang out with them, and you're in it. Jeez. You don't even need a beard, just so you know, to be in the Beard League. But
they just let anyone in?
Yeah, the second annual.
Totally, yeah, bad idea.
The totally shaved. At
least. This isn't exclusive enough for me.
The second annual Eastern or Mid-Atlantic beard competition is coming up at Strange Matter, man. I'm entering. You should come down.
I don't think I'm worthy enough.
Dude, they have different categories that you can be in. Like, you know, just be like a 1-inch beard or then like
I've never measured it.
Well, I mean, you can just enter the categories. They have a freestyle competition, but, like, I saw one dude, like, he has a Spider-Man outfit on, and he did his beard like the spider. It's kind of sick, dude. Wow. And last year, he did the same dude, Chad. He's, like, one of the head of the Beard League. He did, oh, man, it was...
It's crazy.
The nerds are going to kill me for this, because X-Wing from Star Wars.
Yeah.
It was sick. He put like PBR cans in it and everything. Yeah.
Wow, PBR cans.
Turn my beard into a giant mustache.
Yes.
Wow.
That would be fantastic.
Yes.
This
on a related matter, I'm starting my own Richmond Unibrow League. Look at this bad boy.
I could join.
I give it one tug an hour, just like this.
Shave your eyebrows so it's just the unibrow. Yeah.
Just have the one unibrow. Now brush it to the side. Like I'm Egyptian or something.
You know, you should come to a meeting and see if you can get them to amend their name to include unibrow.
The mighty monarch!
I think if you just went with the middle shaved offs and just went, it'd be like the Hitler of the unibrow.
How do I grow up
with the little eyebrows?
The monobrow.
The Hitler brow.
Hitler brow.
No one ever does that. Like,
that's the Charlie Chaplin mustache.
That could be groundbreaking. The just unibrow.
Yes.
The uni, the single.
Or
it's history.
Unibrow, Hitler, and then one
strand. So you have like a racing stripe?
That's the opposite of
it's
the trail of tears.
How? Racing stripe, yeah.
Sean, you seem to know a lot about unibrows. How long can you grow unibrows? Like, is there like a length? Is it like,
I don't know,
eyebrows, do they stop growing to a certain point?
I don't know. What's up with that? It's like my chest hairs are still 2 inches long. I measured them in high school and I measured them the other day. 2 inches.
Really?
Like, do they fall out? I think they fall out.
Uh-huh.
They get to that length and they're just like,
this is
done.
The end of
it's
the
my
movie.
Time. They die.
Over.
It's freedom!
Time to blow
be
away
free.
In the wind.
They fall in the dirt somewhere, and then a new Sean Austin grows.
It's terrifying.
That sounds awful.
How people are made. You are all clones of me. And we're going to play a song. Come right back. It's going to be great. The song we're going to play is going to be by Grease Trigger.
Eastern Crows here on Radio Rubber.
Let me try to get this situated.
Make sure you hear all of our technical things that we are talking about.
I want to hear them.
We are talking about them right now.
Yay!
Boom.
Yay!
Tell 'em for you.
Greetings, friends. Alejandro here from Alejandro's Fine World of Art. There is nothing I love more than the feeling of being filled by art. I stuff the art inside of myself deeper and deeper, cramming it inside the innermost interior of my being. I really cram the art in there. I pound it so deeply, and when I am totally filled with the art, I hold it inside of me for as long as possible, until I explode. Radio Rubber Room has the art and comedy that I especially love filling me, and you will love having it inside you as well.
I got so drunk at that party, I can't remember if I used a condom with that girl last night.
Are you a man that has found himself in this situation? It's not your fault you can't handle those orange crushes and forgot about birth protection, and now you fear you and the half-gorilla woman beast in your bed may have conceived child. There's nothing I can do about it now. Guess I'll have to get married. Just you wait now. There is something you can do. New from Spoof Co., the makers of Man Doll, comes Male Plan B, the morning after plan for men.
That's amazing! The morning after plan for men?
That's right. Now you can solve all your problems and rid the world of years of looking at whatever is growing inside that woman's womb. That is a woman, right? Just take Male Plan B the next morning, or up to 2 years later, and all possibilities of you having a child are eradicated. Male Plan B uses cancer-free gamma-ray technology to send out a beam of radiation custom-designed to seek and destroy all traces of extraneous DNA in up to a 14-mile radius. Distance may vary by region.
Wow, I'm feeling less like I'm going to have a kid already. Thanks, Male Plan B, for helping push off responsibility for just a little while longer.
Do not take Male Plan B if you have a child, a mother, a father, siblings, aunt, cousins, first, second, third, even twice removed, uncles, grandparents, and siblings. Do not take Male Plan B if you plan on having children in the next 4 decades. Have had a cold in your lifetime. Have drank any liquids for 40 days. Or have heard of the cereal bran flakes. Male Plan B may cause harm to relatives, dislocated testicle syndrome, or DTS, and quadriplegia. Male Plan B may also cause quarantine zone, swelling of the left pinky toe, and radioactive zombie babies. Male Plan B. Thank you. Male Plan B. Be reckless.
Greetings and or salutations. I'm Derek from Radio Rubber Room. You may not know this about me, but I cry once a day for no reason at all, just to let it out. I'm here to warn you about a danger that is growing by the minute, leaving families stricken in fear, forcing them to leave their homes, and destroying the moral fiber of society itself, leaving our communities in peril, and single-handedly shredding the Constitution of the United States of America. By now you must know what I'm talking about. The serial street flasher, or the SSFs. It is not clearly known why these poor souls feel the urge to share the full, unadulterated view of their frontal portions in public. Scientists are baffled. Politicians are scrambling. Vegans are reconsidering. But this threat is ever rising, taking a toll on the day-to-day lives of everyone. The statistics show that it is likely certain and even possible that you and everyone you cherish will bear the torment of being forced to witness the unbearable acts of these foul-minded flashers once every day. This could result in suicide rates rising to 10,000%, non-sexuality, and further unspeakable acts. So be wary of flashers in your area. Look out for older men with mustaches and or sunglasses, or a combination of the two. Probably. They will most definitely be wearing trench coats or a robe and no pants. So if you see any middle-aged men in jackets, you should avoid them altogether. Be alert. They might flash you. Or your baby, or your mother, or Gam Gam. Also be alert that your baby might be a serial flasher. We are receiving an increasing number in reports of baby flashers. The rate of baby flashers has been on the rise since the early 90s, since the release of Nirvana's Nevermind. If you have seen a flasher or think you might be one yourself, contact the authorities immediately. But also beware of police flashers. It's hard to know who's on your side sometimes. Together, we can make this a flash-free America.
Intensity. Passion.
Passion.
Desire.
It smells good.
These are the essences of Vaginette.
Vaginette.
Vaginette. The newest eau de toilette from the Spoofco Sense collection that brought the number one selling men's cologne, Phallus Day.
Take a deep breath. The ultimate pleasure.
Behold the true scent of diamonds. Vaginette.
Vaginette. Smell better than you.
Specially
do.
Formulated from the most feminine of aromas.
Flowers.
Cinnamon. Diamonds. Butterfly dust. And the tears of broken men. Vaginette.
Vaginette.
Harnessed from hormone glands of the tigress. Vaginette. Just spray once on each breast and once twain the legs.
Please yourself.
The only perfume guaranteed to attract men and other creatures. Vaginette.
Oh, Vaginette.
For the woman who only uses the finest silk tampons. Vaginette. Get it all over you.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. Thursdays from 10 to midnight on 102.9 FM. If you missed the show live, download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com. And on iTunes.
Begin.
Days on the deck get much hotter than hell, and the cold's just as bad here at night. On the horizon, a storm it is brewing, with just a day sailing between. And what little wind that we've had at our backs now will take us right through it, it seems. So we hoist in the sails and we pray to the gods that our ship survives the storm. Sympathy to give, and we have enough rum here to keep up our spirits, but that'll only last for so long. So for now we play sweet melodies, lost in collective reverie, cause pretty soon the whole lot of us will be dead and gone. We must brave the storm alone, and we must brave the storm alone. from the crows that scream the day.
Cool. That was Captain live on Radio Rubber Room.
With Brave the Storm.
That was awesome. Woo! That was the song for the Herb CD, right?
Yes.
The Herb CD. Morgan Zito joining us tonight. Morgan. That was the last recording? That was the last song that you needed?
We're still looking for the Northerners and the Dirty Picture Show. This is all I need left for the Herb City. But it's going to be 16 tracks long, coming out in May.
Woo!
All the tracks on it are Richmond. One is our one out-of-town pick, and we got one, the Herb Fallen, is our one of our old school house bands, Spotted Dead Nettle, who have been on Radio Rubber Room before. They're the Herb Fallen, who are with us no longer. But that is dropping in May. May 25th is going to be the finale of a 3-4 night release show. We're going to do the finale at the Camel. Hopefully we'll have these cats with us, Captain.
Yeah.
Playing on that one.
I would only charge them $100.
Stay tuned for that. Maybe 150. 100 shooting low, but we're going to charge them definitely.
150 for her.
That was a good choice, man. It's Brave the Storm Alone is the title of it.
Yep. It's just Brave the Storm.
Brave the Storm. That's a fantastic song, man. It's definitely up there, man. I need that for my iPod. Or for my iPhone. I could definitely use that song in it. So it gets me hype, man.
A true story, right? Autobiographical?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It's hard times.
Hard times out there at sea.
Very hard. It can get
really
rough.
It
can get rough.
We lost a lot of men out there.
I mean,
good men or just regular men?
We're okay.
Pass.
Good. Finally, we got that.
We were all alone
with a bunch of men.
young men.
Boys,
young,
if you will.
Young strapping men. That's what guys do.
Oh, and I have to bring something up. I get Facebook hacked tonight, and a lot of times when you get Facebook hacked, it's something completely inaccurate. It's not true. But tonight it was dead on. Hey, Aaron, what's going on?
Hey,
I don't think he knows about it yet.
No, he doesn't know about it yet. But I am winking at you.
I tagged you in a Facebook post from Derek.
Oh, geez.
Talks about your mad sexiness.
It was dead on. It was dead on.
Mm-hmm. And how it was given to you by the hand of God. Sweet. I like it. I like it.
It's like you were speaking for me, Sean. Through me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to...
Wait, what?
I felt like you wanted to post that, you just didn't have the courage.
I did. Thank you,
jumped
Sean.
In there. You know,
thank you.
Didn't even question it, I just did it. All I did was hit enter. You left it just like that.
Sitting over there sweating, not sure. Oh, should I do
it? Was a little more graphic, and then I was like, let's make this like Facebook friendly.
It's nothing to be ashamed of either. I would totally lock beards.
It's not
with
like
you,
it's
Aaron.
Adult friend fine.
Anytime,
oh,
buddy.
Anytime.
Anytime,
just
I would.
Give me a time and date.
How about now?
Yeah,
right
now.
Bring it on.
Get in there and lock beards.
Do it.
Fix the double nuts.
I think you need to get in there right now and lock beards.
After the show. No, after the show. We'll touch beards after the show.
I'm so excited.
Perhaps your beards will be inseparable. They'll join like one kind of
beard. Siamese beard twins.
Yeah, we might. It might be like a Chinese beard, finger beard trap.
Oh,
finger
my.
Trap.
You might find some of my secrets in my beard.
Oh.
It's
like a dead body?
That's mysterious. That's mysterious.
Who knows? I've lost track with some
another
of
fist, like Chuck Norris or something?
I don't know. I've lost many of people in that beard.
Wow. Wow.
It's a burden.
Yeah, some refer to it as the dark forest.
So, it's one of the ways to get to the Yerb, isn't it? To, like, die.
That's true. Burn. That's how I get there. It's like wormholes. Yeah.
So, you crawl into your
being
own
John
beard?
Malkovich.
I do.
It's great, the beard.
Captain, we have established you guys are pro facial hair.
Yeah.
Yes.
Handlebar mustache what's preferred.
I'm working on it, man.
See this device? It's great for hearing you on the radio.
I'm just trying.
I'm working on it.
What are you doing?
Yes. Like exercises and stuff.
You're
going
to get a tattoo, right?
Yes. We've already discussed it.
She's getting a beard tattoo.
You should get the chin strap tattoo. So like the...
I should.
Yeah, like yeah. the...
See, Nick over here brought me a mustache one time, and it was blonde, because he thought I had blonde hair, because we're such good friends.
I just thought of Bill.
So I still need to get a different mustache. Yeah, you just assume I'm Bill.
I picture Bill
as
a girl. And that's what happened.
You're such an
asshole.
Well,
is that the preferred style, though, handlebar mustache?
We got a couple of handlebars.
Yeah, nobody?
That's what I'm
nobody,
gonna have.
Nobody
when
in the
I'm
mutton chops?
No,
my mustache is part of my beard.
Part of the beard.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Part of
there's
the
just
beard.
A mouth hole.
It was the mustache that was annexed by the beard. Full on beard annexing of the mustache.
I like this conversation.
Yeah, this is
we're talking about beards a lot
yeah.
in
yeah.
the show.
Now,
now
I sense sarcasm
about
here.
Beards. We're in
like
our element
every,
now.
Well, I sense so a little bit of sarcasm there. What would you like to talk about?
No.
This is great.
Don't.
You see how much better we sound now that we're in our own. Like, we're talking about something that we know.
Oh, man, I know all about that.
Now, how do you guys get the mustache to go to a handlebar? Do you have to use wax? You just twist it?
Body fluids.
A little bit of snot, maybe?
You guys asking
sometimes.
Me.
Always love.
Fluids.
Love and fluids.
Love fluids.
Love
yes,
fluids.
Mostly
love fluids make any beard grow. Trust me. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I used to not use them, and then I used them, and it grows up to here. You wouldn't believe it. I touched the bottom of my eye for listeners at home. That's where it grows. That's where it grows.
Now, what band would you guys say inspired your facial hair the most?
Green Day.
Green Day.
Have the rest of you guys ever considered dressing like wizards?
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
come on.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't know that from looking
this
at
is,
you.
This
is
mod
like
20, wizard.
We
like
don't
like
third
wizard.
Century wizard.
He's
yeah.
dressed like a wizard.
All right, guys,
where
looks like
not
we got about 1 minute left, so I'll let you guys say whatever you want. 1 minute, go.
No, we're not allowed.
You can play. Do you guys want
to
play it out? Play it out.
No.
You want to play it out?
Play it out.
Play
it out. You got 1 minute. 1 minute. Go.
Make it happen.
Play it on out. Captain, live on Radio Rubber Room.
I'll just do something in two, whatever.
Okay.
Standard.
Forget the song. Do it.
Here they come.
WHAN Ashland Richmond, W275BQ Ashland, 1430 AM, and now 102.9 FM, WHAN.